Hey, honey. I have some bad news. They decided to cancel the rhombocuboctahedron drop this year. Shh. I know. It's okay. Are you all right? Yeah, I'm disappointed too. How can they do this? It's like the event of the season. I know, right? That's what I said. But apparently attendance has been declining over the past 9 years, and they just couldn't justify the cost anymore. I know, right? It's so stupid. Who doesn't want to watch an Archimedean solid with eight triangular and 18 square faces meet its date with gravity? What's a better New Year's Eve than that? Yeah, any New Year's spent with you is great, but it just won't be the same without our favorite polyhedron there. Our lives will now be so lacking in octahedral symmetry. Shh, it's okay. You can cry. Really, I promise that it'll be all right. You'll be okay. Want to know how I know? Because I bought the Spoctagon. Okay, I know you like the name rhombocuboctahedron, but Spoctagon just rolls off the tongue. Anyway, that's not important right now. Honey, we are now the proud owners of the rich man's Rubik's Cube. Don't worry about how much it cost. I swear it was a steal. Well, a steal for what we're getting. This kind of geometric beauty is priceless. Besides, when else are we going to have the opportunity to buy a Spoctagon? Look, the city council set up a very reasonable payment plan. We'll be fine. Just think of it like having a kid, except better, because it doesn't cry and is much more symmetrical. I didn't really think about where we were going to put it. Maybe the front yard? It could be like a lawn ornament. I bet the neighbors will love it. Oh, they won't hate us. If the neighbors let Old Man Jenkins keep his entire 300-piece gnome collection in his yard, then they won't have a problem with somebody proudly displaying the world's greatest polyhedron. Maybe it'll be like the star of the neighborhood? Nobody else will even want to put up Christmas decorations anymore because they can't compete with our Spoctagon. Oh, I'm not delusional. I'm just a lover of good geometry. Besides, I know you love it too. Admit it. Nuh-uh. Don't even try to hide that smile. Ha, I knew I was right. Oh, don't worry. There are millions of things we could do with it. We don't have to limit ourselves to just dropping it once a year. We could paint it different colors for different holidays. We could charge kids for opportunities to sit on top of it. We could cut a hole in the side of it and turn it into a clubhouse. The possibilities are endless. We could sneak behind it after dark and. Okay, it's fine. I'm kidding. We don't actually have to do that, unless you really want to have the best answer to where's the weirdest place you've done it. Anyway, we don't have to decide what to do with it now. I just hope that you're at least a little excited that I bought it. Good. And I'm happy to have a new project to work on with you. That's really all that matters. We can worry about the details tomorrow. Tonight, let's just lie back and bask in the glory of our ill-advised purchase.